Hi, my name is Alan. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. Singapore property market has long been a pillar of economic stability and wealth accumulation for many citizens. However, in 2025, there are growing concerns that the market may be approaching a tipping point. While home prices continue to rise in both the HDB and private property sector, the rental market is showing signs of softening, and job uncertainty is emerging as a significant concern. With a general election on the horizon, this economic factor could shape voters' sentiments and influence government policy on housing and employment. This video explores whether Singapore property market is at a critical turning point, how the shifting rental and employment landscape could impact the property market, and whether these concerns will play a role in the upcoming election. Without further ado, let's head straight into the discussion. Despite various cooling measures implemented by the government over the years, property prices continue to climb. Let's take a look at the HDB resale market. HDB resale prices have increased by approximately 5-7% year on year, with more flats crossing the $1 million mark, even in non-mature estate. If you say I anyhow talk, you no worry, my data are supported from HDB sources. This is the yearly increase in HDB resale price index for over the past years. If you still don't believe in me, this is the historical chart from the Department of Statistics. The sharp trajectory in recent years is a cause of concern. While grants and subsidies help first-timer buyers, those looking to upgrade to a larger flat are facing affordability challenges. This is supported by my earlier video on the median income versus increase in price of HDB resale price index. That is why most first-timer are going for the BTO route. Obviously, they are cheaper and less risk as compared to their resale counterpart. If most first-timers are going for BTO flat, this means who are going for resale flats? Second-timers, private property owners, permanent residents, or even singles? This is the same for the private property market. Prices of new and resale private homes continue to set new records, with new launches in prime area already exceeding 3,000 per square feet. Even in suburb district, the mass market condo segment has seen price hikes, making private housing increasingly unattainable for many Singaporeans. This is the historical chart of the private property price index. The steep upward curve doesn't lie, my friend. That is why I always advocate, stay invested, have a long-term horizon in property investment, and don't over-leverage. Unlike the soaring sales market, rental demand is showing signs of weakening. After peaking in previous years due to supply crunch, rental rates are now stabilizing or declining in certain segments. Some of the reasons for the slowdown include a surge in newly completed condo projects has increased rental supply. This is most obvious when everywhere you see are brand new TOP condos to HDB BTO flats. To a certain extent, there are fewer expatriates due to global economic uncertainties and corporate downsizing. But again, Singapore has managed to attract talents all over the world. This has helped to offset those that have left. Some tenants faced with high rental costs have opted to stay in JB instead. This will surely have an impact on landlords. With more rental options available, landlords may have to lower rents to stay competitive. This also means those with investment options have to expect reduced yield and even top up monthly to cover their mortgage installment. The once booming rental market may no longer be as lucrative, leading some investors to reconsider buying investment property. Singapore economy has remained resilient, but there are growing concerns about job stability, particularly in key industries such as technology, finance, and manufacturing. After a hiring boom in previous years, many tech firms are now scaling back, leading to job losses and hiring freezes. This also applies to the banking and finance industry. DBS recently mentioned that they have plans to reduce headcount on temporary hires since they can adopt AI into their banking process. After DBS, who's next? Let me share this with you. Let's be realistic. More industries will adopt AI into their processes. Not only in banking, it's far cheaper than employing a headcount. This also means in the years ahead, more skilled jobs will be replaced. If your job function can be replaced by AI, I urge you to upgrade now and pivot into another industry. Only those that can change and transform fast enough will survive. For the rest that prefer to remain in status quo position, I can only wish you the very best. For property buyers and renters, job security is a crucial factor. those facing employment uncertainty may hold off on home purchasing or commit to long-term lease instead, further contributing to the rental market softening. For potential home buyers, rising property prices and economic uncertainty present a dilemma. Firstly, there is the affordability challenges. Many young couples and first-timers find it increasingly difficult to afford homes, particularly in the private market. Even HDB resale flats in prime areas are becoming more expensive. This is further compounded from buyers who are unsure about their job stability, may delay major financial commitment, fearing they might struggle with mortgage repayment in the future. There is also a change in demand. Those who were previously considering private properties may now opt for more affordable HDB resale flat instead, or for some, delay their purchase altogether. For sellers, the current market condition presents both opportunity and risk. For HDB sellers, those looking to sell their flat in the current market can command high prices, especially in desirable location. However, if the pool of eligible buyers start to shrink due to affordability concern, demand may slow down. This is especially so for those on shorter lease. Let's face it, most young buyers will prefer for the newer flat with a cleaner environment. If you ask them to stay in old public flats, they will say, "Sorry ho, thank you." This is the hard truth. Don't need to say your house is very big. Young buyer will tell you, "We don't have plans to start a family. So why bother buying big flats?" Here, what about private property seller? The high price in the private property market may not be sustainable if economic uncertainty persists. Some sellers may rush to offload properties before demand softens. This is especially so if you are holding on to mediocre property that have weak demand. If the market turns, selling such property will be very challenging. I know, because I market such flats in those market cycles before. Don't assume every day is a Sunday. That is why there is this saying, when the market is bright and sunny, always prepare for rainy day instead. With more supply and fewer tenants, landlord may have to reduce rental rates to attract tenants. Landlord have to be more flexible to offer finishing to giving rent-free period. Since the high of 2023, I expect renewal rates to adjust by 20-30% across board. If you can maintain your rate, then I say you are very hang ready. Here, what about tenants? Well, they are spoiled for choice in an oversupply situation. Today, tenants are also concerned about job stability. Even with lower rental rates, some tenants may hesitate to commit to long-term leases due to fear of losing their jobs. With a general election approaching, housing affordability and job security will likely be key voters' concern. Rising home prices have benefited existing homeowners but have made it hard for younger Singaporeans to enter the market. The government have introduced measures to address affordability, such as increasing housing grants, launching more BTO flats, or reviving property cooling measures. However, all this will tilt if public sentiment is exacerbated due to pent-up frustration. But since most first-timers got their BTO flats in recent years, I doubt there will be much of a complaint from this group. The only nonsense are those likely sitting on depreciating lease. As long as it affects us in a way, this means they need to fix it. Another concern facing the property market is job security. This is becoming a bigger issue in Singapore with increasing foreign workforce, and this could influence voter sentiment. The government responds by adjusting policy to support job creation and retraining program for Singaporeans, and favoring locals and having foreign workers quota via MOM policies. I shall not elaborate more as this is a heavy topic that is beyond the scope of this channel. If voters perceive the job market as unstable, it could lead to reduced confidence in making long-term financial commitment, including property purchase. The result of the upcoming election will have profound impact to the government policies. We don't need to see very far. Just look at the United States. Ever since President Donald Trump is elected into office, there has been a drastic shift in government policies. The same goes for Singapore. What if the incumbent lost another GRC? Or will they be able to reclaim most opposition seats with a withdrawal in electoral boundaries? Seriously, I also don't know. What I know is that after any election, policy adjustment will be introduced to stabilize the market. This may include more cooling measures to stabilize the rising HDB and private market. The Singapore property market in 2025 stands at a crossroad. On one hand, home prices continue to rise, driven by strong demand and supply constraints. On the other hand, the rental market is softening, and job uncertainty is creating hesitation among buyers and tenants. For homeowners and investors, the current market condition may still be favorable, but the sustainability of rising prices is in question. If affordability concerns persist and economic uncertainty grow, demand may start to weaken. With a general election approaching, cost of living, housing, and job security will likely be key themes in political discourse. The government may introduce policy to ensure housing remains accessible and that economic growth continues. For those looking to buy, sell, or rent, stay informed about market trends and potentially policy change will be crucial in navigating Singapore's evolving property landscape. The best way forward is still to follow my YouTube channel. Correct or not? That's all. Hope you enjoy this sharing.